Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Like it or not, for all of us, change and growth are inevitable in this life. And when you think about it, life really is just an ongoing procession of opportunities and moments where we are offered the opportunity to change, to grow, and our ability to kind of meet these is really, really important. For some of us, this can be a thought that's really, really exciting. For some of us, it's concerning. For some people, it's actually the cause of great anxiety and fear. So how we meet these opportunities, how we meet these junction points of change and growth is actually really, really important, and actually allows us to transcend and to succeed, or to be crippled by a fear of failure and a fear of what might happen if something goes wrong. So I thought this week we'd look at where that fear of failure and where that concern could come from. I've got some tips for how to address that and what you might be able to do to step over that fear. I guess for all of us, one of the biggest causes of anxiety and fear is uncertainty. And at any point in life where we experience a change or we step into something new, then obviously there's a high degree of uncertainty. So for all of us, it's a particularly anxious or stressful time. For all of us. So keep that in mind as well, that we all go through that. For people that have a really big fear of failure, of what could happen, it's common that they probably overestimate the likelihood of failure. And in doing so, they downplay their own amazing ability and probably the strengths that got them to where they are, to be at the point where they could actually be facing that opportunity. And this is true for all of us, that we're all more capable than we actually think. The other cause could be overplaying based on that, you know, and this is one of the things that fear does, overplaying the severity of the failure or the consequences. If this doesn't work out, this would be the end of the world for me. And that can be a place that drives a huge amount of concern. Understandably, if the world's going to end, you're concerned. But it's also true that it's often not as dramatic as we actually anticipate. The consequences are often not as big as they seem. We've held a magnifying glass over them, and that stoked our fear and made it hard to take those steps. So if you notice that you do either of those things, and this is this week's tips, is to reassess the scenario, reassess what got you there, reassess how you're looking at it, and then actually reassure yourself. For all of us, this is good advice. The more we focus on our strengths and our abilities, the incredible adaptability that we have that got us into the scenario, the more reassured we are that we will be able to endure the scenario. I guess it's also important to know that since day one, we have been encountering and experiencing new things, and we have endured, we have survived, we've been fine. It's true, none of us can use information that we don't have. It's also true, though, that we can and we have the ability to learn. So any new scenario we encounter, even if it doesn't go particularly well, we have the ability to learn, to adapt, and to grow as a result of that. And sometimes just reassuring ourselves of our ability to learn and become more comfortable can help us get through that. And actually, my last tip is for all of us to see, even where we take steps and they don't pan out as we'd intended, to see that as a gift opportunity for growth. Often we can only learn new things through challenging what we don't know and sometimes making mistakes and learning and growing as a result of that. So even when we don't do well, we can learn something. So never fail to reassure yourself this week with Mind Games.